This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Kenya, the protest march that was supposed to get 1 million people into the streets of Nairobi didn't happen. The government banned it and sent out riot police with tear gas and water cannons.
The opposition leaders, protesting what they say was a rigged presidential election last week, rescheduled it for tomorrow. More than 300 people have been killed and 100,000 displaced in violence since the weekend.
Yesterday on the show, we called to Eldoret, Kenya, where dozens of people died after a mob burned a church. We spoke with a Catholic missionary there, Brother Paul Brennan. He was at a large cathedral where thousands of people had sought refuge. It was getting dark. The mob gangs come out at night. He didn't know what would happen. So we've called back today. Brother Paul, how are you?
Fine, thank you, yes.
Well, what happened last night?
Well, houses are still being burned around Eldoret. In the cathedral, where we had quite a few people, some of them went back to their homes, but they always come back in the evening time again because there's still no real security at their homes. The number of casualties in Eldoret is actually growing instead of diminishing.
More people are being killed and being injured.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is true. I just spoke now very recently to the dean of the local hospital here, a very large hospital, and he tells me that in the mortuary there are 110 bodies, including many of the children who were burned in the church on Tuesday night, with nothing but charred remains left.
You said you were running out of food and water at the cathedral to feed and
I'm just told now this evening that the Red Cross have been really working overtime, and by tomorrow morning it's reliably learned that some planes are ferrying in food to Eldoret. We're hoping that the people at the cathedral and at the other churches will get some of this food. In the meantime, my own school, which is out near the church which was burned, is jam-packed with local refugees with all their belongings and as much as they could carry from their homes. They also are suffering from a lack of food and water.
What are people telling you today as you're out in the town and it's more or less safe to go around? What are people telling you at the school and at the cathedral?
Yeah, in the town, it is more or less safe. People are moving around. But, of course, no shops are open. I think there was one supermarket open today for a short time. But in the supermarkets, the staple foods are not there anymore. They don't feel the reason for opening until supplies are increased. But in general, there was a mood, I think, of hope. But now this evening, the president had a briefing, press briefing, and he's calling for dialogue. But he is also suggesting that any political party which is aggrieved by the result should go through the law of the land and thereby go to court to challenge any election results that may have been a bit suspect.
News reports say that the South African Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu has gone to Nairobi to try to help. Do people in Eldoret know that news? And would the
I would assume that the people who are rampaging around are not really up to date with the news. The average person does know. There is fairly good communication here, and television is covering this all day long. Archbishop Tutu spoke with the leader of the so-called opposition, because now there's a doubt as to who is the opposition. He also spoke to the president.
Mr. Kibaki, the man who says that...
Mr. Kibaki is the incumbent, yes.
Who says that he won the election, and this is what everything is turning on, his
Correct,
claim to...
Yeah. He didn't say it. The Electoral Commission declared him the winner, and they read out the figures. Now, people disputed the figures and doubted the credibility of the Electoral Commission. So it's a political situation which will have to be solved by political solutions.
Brother Paul, looking ahead there in Eldoret, what can you see in these coming days?
I see more of the same. Until the president and the leader of the opposition, who is pretty sure he won the election, until they sit down at the table opposite each other, or side by side preferably, nobody else is going to be able to move the situation forward.
Brother Paul Brennan of the Society of Brothers of St. Patrick. It's a Catholic order active in Kenya. He's speaking with us from Eldoret. Brother Paul, thank you again, and good luck to you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.